It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.
And welcome back into the program. Rutherford Issues continuing here on WGNS, and it is time to talk about Red Cross events that are coming up. And Beth Ferguson has a planner full of things going on, first and foremost being the upcoming barn party. So we're going to talk about all of these items this afternoon. Beth, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here along with us on this hot August afternoon, which means it must be time for a barn party.
Absolutely. We're getting very excited and getting geared up for this year's barn party. It's going to be our third annual event this year. Very excited about it. We're going to have live music by actually a Beatles cover band called 64, which we're thrilled to have them on board this year. We're going to have barbecue and drinks, and barbecue is actually going to be catered by Jim and Nick's, and so we're thrilled to have them out there. It's going to be really good. We got to go and sample some of the wares yesterday, so we're thrilled about that, and just very excited about the whole event and want to encourage everybody to come out and join us for a good time.
Beth is with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, which, I think a lot of people don't really realize about what the Red Cross is and how it's organized and their local chapters. And, you know, for some reason, and a lot of people that I mention this to, the, you know, American Red Cross or blood drives or whatever, they are under the impression that it's a federal organization. It's part of the federal government, but it's not at all.
Right. No, it's a nonprofit organization. Basically, our mission is to help people prevent, prepare for, and respond to disasters. So that's kind of what we do in the community every day, whether it's with, you know, working with members of our military and helping them with disaster, you know, personal crises, helping folks that have lost their homes because of fires or tornadoes or floods, people donating blood, giving their blood to help, you know, other people in the community that have a need for that, and then also training for first aid, CPR, babysitter training. We offer all kinds of different courses for people in the community to come in and to learn how to save lives.
It's really a worldwide thing, is it not?
It is, yeah. American Red Cross is an international organization, and we have Red Cross divisions in every country on the planet, and we all kind of coordinate, especially if there's a big international disaster. I think probably most recently what comes to mind is the Japan earthquake and tsunami efforts that the Red Cross was helping with, and that was, you know, worldwide. Everybody kind of, you know, stepped up to the plate to do whatever we could to help everyone there that was, you know, in so much need, and we'd hope, and then they usually do, you know, they'll come to our aid when it comes back around, and when we need aid and assistance, you know, all the other Red Cross agencies step up to the plate and help us as well.
You know, we were watching the ABC TV show Combat Hospital, and the kids saw this, you know, big military truck go by, and it had the looked like the Red Cross emblem on there. You do a lot with, you know, any war efforts and things of that nature. I know that my wife's brother, who has served two or three tours in Afghanistan and in Iraq, when her father passed away, that was the communication channel.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, the Red Cross works very closely with our military members to try and help, you know, get folks home if there's an emergency, if there's maybe a birth in the family or a death in the family. We want to make sure that we're able to help get those soldiers home, and we can give the, you know, the leave authority, and we do the background check and go and make sure that everything's, you know, on the up and up, and make sure that that soldier, you know, really needs to get home in that time of need. And we try to just really be there, and that actually dates back to our founder, Claire Barton, would write letters home for soldiers for their families to let them know that they were okay. So I think it's really neat that the Red Cross has been able to continue, you know, what started so long ago, over almost 130 years ago with the Red Cross, and still able to keep up that communication network with the military, even in today's, you know, high-tech world where we have email and computers and phones and everything like that. It's still vital that we, you know, help aid that communication effort.
Well, I know that even with the process that my wife's family had to go through, it's still, you have to go through the right channels, and that is the way to get that information. So what does the Red Cross not do? I mean, it sounds like you're in everything.
We try to, you know, we do a little bit of everything, but yeah, it's really, you know, helping people after a disaster. We are actually mandated by Congress to do that. So they, you know, have kind of said Red Cross, you know, when in times of disaster, floods, fires, tornadoes, which we're familiar with around these parts, the Red Cross comes comes in and we basically provide emergency assistance. You know, we want to get in there and do food, clothing, shelter, you know, medications, any of those emergency needs that people that, you know, we take for granted every single day until we don't have them. So the Red Cross really, you know, we step up and kind of fill that gap of time so that people can get back on their feet and decide what they're going to do next, you know, what the next steps are going to be for them. So we really try to get in there and fill that void.
There are some really smart people within the organization. I can tell you that because I think being able to text a pledge or whatever is, you know, in a time of disaster. I can remember back to the tornadoes that hit down in Alabama and so close by that, you know, everywhere you turn on the television, hear the radio or whatever, and it would, you know, help out in the relief effort. And that has to be a huge help.
Yes, it definitely is. And, you know, whenever during the major disasters, that really helps us a lot in processing the donations. And people can easily text, you know, give $10 to 9099. And that really tends to help out a lot during those major disasters. It's an easy way for people to give. It helps us. It's less money for us to have to process in the office. So it really, you know, it helps out, and it's just a quick, easy way for people to give. So, yeah, it's definitely great during a major disaster.
And I'm sure that everyone, you know, that you see with the Red Cross emblem on their shirt or whatever, all of these people are high-paid employees, right?
No, actually, the Red Cross really relies on our volunteers. We only have... You know, we're a very small staff at the office of about 4 people and a couple of part-time people. We're a very small staff. We rely very heavily on all of our volunteers in the community. So we're always encouraging people that are interested in volunteering to come out and become trained. All the training is free of charge. We'll show you how to do different things, such as, you know, driving an emergency response vehicle, serving meals, opening a shelter, running a shelter, all kinds of things that, you know, we really need during a big disaster. And it's kind of too late when we're in the middle of it to call us up and say, hey, I want to help. We need folks that are already trained so that we know, hey, we can plug you in, you know, serving meals or passing out water or whatever the case may be. So it's very important to have folks that are already trained and already, you know the rules and regulations of the Red Cross, so we can just call you up at a moment's notice and get you plugged in after, you know, during a major disaster.
You know, I went to one of the, after the tornado here in Murfreesboro, went to one of the shelter, I think it was out at the church on Thompson Lane.
Yes.
New Vision.
Yes.
It was kind of escaping me there for a moment, but all of the people in there, they knew exactly what they were doing, but that's why they're trained.
Right, exactly. It's you know, Red Cross tries to bring order to the chaos after a disaster. A disaster by nature is chaos. So we want to try to come in and try to make things go as smoothly as possible. And that's why it's so important for the people to come in and get trained first so that, you know, they know what to do in the situation and we know how to handle it appropriately.
You said something at the beginning when I was talking to you about a lot of the misconception about the Red Cross is that it's part of the federal government and there's federal money there. And that is not the case, and being a nonprofit, you have to raise money somehow.
We do, and then that's part of, you know, what talking about the Back to the Barn party, is that's a very important fundraiser for us. All of the money that we use to help disaster victims is because of donations from the public. We just really couldn't do it without the support from the community. People just making, you know, $10, $25, it makes a difference. Every dollar really does count and really does help to go back to your community and help your neighbors in need after a disaster.
So tell me how this barn party got started. I mean, this is an interesting concept, and I actually saw Andy Womack, I guess it was last night, eating dinner, and didn't have a chance to mention the barn party, but they're always great community supporters and kind of opened up the family farm, haven't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Yeah, we thank the Womacks and Jerry Benefield for letting us have, you know, this event for obviously going on 3 years now. So we love having it out there. It's a great venue. People are able to come out, kind of enjoy themselves in a laid-back setting, you know, get to take a peek at some beautiful Tennessee walking horses. So we love the ability that we're able to have this event at Womack Stables. It's just a great venue, and they're wonderful to us there, letting us have it there, you know, every year. And we just really thank them for opening up their doors and letting us come in and have the barn party there every year.
Well, you have applied and I think have been granted good weather this weekend.
Yes, exactly. We've decided it's not going to rain this year, but we will be having the event rain or shine, you know, whichever comes to us. We're going to have, you know, several large tents, so we're going to be covered. You'll be safe, and we'll have have lots of good food and good drinks and lots of good stuff. It's going to be a really good time out there on Saturday, August 13th. And we do have tickets for sale as well.
And I think I said it's this Saturday, but it is in another week, isn't it?
Yeah, we got one more week. It's Saturday, August 13th, and it starts there at 6 p.m. at Wamek Stables. And you can prepay for tickets online on our website. It's www.midtnredcross.org, and you can click on the barn there and order tickets online if you want. And you can also buy tickets there at the gate when you arrive on that Saturday if you want to as well.
I think last year the rain won over the shine, but we can change things this time around. For someone who hasn't been, or it's been a couple of, maybe they went to the first one and did not make it last year, kind of give us an idea of what happens at the barn party.
Sure. People, you know, typically everybody kind of shows up and gets their barbecue, finds a good seat. The band gets started. And like I mentioned, 64 is going to be the band this year playing Beatles cover songs. So we're very excited about that. They're a great band. It's going to be really good. It's going to be playing all your favorite songs by the Beatles. And it's just a really kind of relaxing, good time. You kind of walk around, see everybody, get to mix and mingle a little bit with the crowd, and just really kind of enjoy yourself and hang out. And so it's just a relaxing evening. Come in your jeans and cute dress, nothing fancy. You don't have to get dressed up, no pantyhose, ladies. It's very casual and comfortable. So we encourage people to just, you know, be comfy and come on out and join us.
Now, what time does everything get started? 6?
6 o'clock. Yeah, okay. 6 o'clock. It runs till about 9 o'clock.
6 until 9, and there are a lot of great folks that help you put this on to defray the cost, so it is an actual fundraiser and you're making money.
Yes, we have several sponsors that have helped us this year, and we just, you know, really thank all of our sponsors. I can't mention them all by name right now, but thank all of our sponsors that have helped us year after year, and we're so excited and appreciate your support. We couldn't do it without you, and we can't do it without the help of the community to come out and buy a ticket and support us and really, you know, help make a difference in giving back to your community and helping your neighbors in need after a disaster.
We're talking with Beth Ferguson today with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, and no more commercial court. We can say out there on Memorial Boulevard now.
We are, you know, settled into our new office location, and so thrilled that we are able to better serve the community. I think in this location, people are, you know, we're visible. People know we're there. It's easy to stop by to donate blood or to, you know, drop off donations or anything of that nature. So we're really excited to be our new location there at 501 Memorial Boulevard. It's in the former Chamber of Commerce building.
Now, in terms of actual square footage, I think you're maybe dealing with a little less, but the layout just seems to work much better, doesn't it?
The layout is much better for us. Again, just the location. Yeah. It's just very key for us, the place that we're in now, as opposed to where we were with Commercial Court. It was a great office. It worked for a good time, but I think now we're just in a much better location to serve the community and for people to just be able to find us and realize, hey, there is a Red Cross, you know, here in our community. It's not just strictly out of Nashville. So I think that's helped us, and really people able to, you know, coming in and donating blood has been the biggest thing. So many people, it's just so much more convenient for them to drop by, you know, on lunch break or after work, before work, whatever the case may be, to donate blood. And it's very important that, you know, we always encourage people to get out and donate blood whenever possible.
I was going to say that I would think you'll be able to look back over data and see that blood donations will increase just because of the awareness of here's the office.
I believe some just preliminary numbers are we've already increased donations close to 170% since we moved to our new location. So that really just says so much that, you know, how much better the location is, that people are giving that much more. But there's never enough. There's always a need for blood. So, you know, still encourage people, get out if you can, if you're able to donate blood.
And the summer months always seem to be the slower time, it seems.
Sure, absolutely. And that's when we always encourage people, you know, if you're, you know, on vacation, you have a day off, you know, swing by, give blood. It's pretty painless. You know, we try to make it as simple as possible to just get out there and donate and make it as easy as possible. And every time you give blood, you can save up to 3 lives. So it's important to remember that as well.
Well, and you never know when you're actually going to have to use the services. I know I remember Bart talking about, you know, he's been very involved with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross for for a long, long time, and it turns out that he had to have heart bypass surgery and some replacement blood and things of that nature, and you don't know from one minute to the next.
Exactly. You never know. It could be you the next time and when you need the blood, and then you'll be very grateful that sure. someone else took the time and took the time out of their day to donate their blood, and when you need it, you know, that's when it's most vital.
Just so you know, the Murfreesboro Donation Center, which is at the Red Cross offices on Memorial Boulevard, is open on Monday from 10 until 6, closed on Tuesday and Wednesday, but open the rest of the week, 9 until 6 on Thursday, 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Friday, 7 until noon on Saturday and Sunday. On the first, fourth, and fifth Sundays, they are open there. And you actually can do that apheresis and everything there as well. So
absolutely,
everything
yeah.
can be done.
Everything can be done right there. It's a great center. It's nice and brand new and clean. And it's just a very, very enjoyable place to come and donate blood.
Well, we want to make sure that we hit the Red Cross Barn Party, because this is one of the important fundraisers, and I think there is some ambition for this to become maybe one of the biggest or the biggest
sure.
that you do.
We're that's our goal. We would like for it to become one of the biggest fundraisers in Rutherford County and in our area, and just really encourage folks to come out. Again, tickets are $50 each, and that does include, you know, all your drinks, your barbecue, everything of that nature, the entertainment, and again, the band is just going to be phenomenal this year. The 64 band playing the Beatles cover songs. We're so excited to have them. They're donating their services to us, so we're thrilled about that and just glad to have them on board. The barbecue's being catered by Jim and Nick's. It's just going to be a lot of fun. It's just going to be a really fun, great night out.
6 o'clock, a week from this Saturday, so you'll be ready for a break and some cooler weather, hopefully. Maybe that'll be the time when a cool front moves through the day before and we'll be in the 80s.
That's right. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get that front through here, though, on the day before, on Friday.
Exactly.
Beth, thanks for stopping by.
Thank
and
you.
We'll continue to remind folks about the barn party, and thanks for all of the work that the local American Red Cross is doing.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is Beth Ferguson joining us here this afternoon from the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, talking about the barn party and all of the great things that are going on. Also, volunteer opportunities. And one thing that we talked about volunteers, but they have an orientation on Tuesday. And if you want to get involved and become a volunteer, you need to call on by right now. Give us a call at the office. Now, what's that number, Beth?
It is 615-893-4272.
All right. And call that number and get your name on the list to become involved and get in to that Tuesday orientation if you would like to volunteer, or call just to ask more information. All right. That break is coming up right now, and we'll return to close it out in a second.